The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. There is a time for speaking and not. Also, how much noise is there in our lives? And we need to hear Jesus above all the rest. But how do we do that?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, wait, did I go politics with a little break in my voice? Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation, and yes, we're back from July 4th, thank you very much. Keep in mind, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we get rolling into anything else, before we talk about any of our clients, we want to get an update from Wonder Julie. Wonder Julie, because we've been running a story for 3 weeks or so on her construction in her home. We just want to know, do you have a wall? Do you have a toilet? Do you have running everything? Are all of the door handles in? How's it going?
The door handles are on. I have walls. He left me with a running toilet I had to get somebody else to fix. The toilet paper holder is not connected to the wall exactly the way it should be. It's kind of at an angle so the toilet paper slides down it. And when you try to fix it, it comes off the wall. So that's going to have to be fixed. And, you know, the more I look at it, they didn't do a very good job painting the trim. And there's no caulking done. And 3 times he said he was coming to my house to fix it all, and he didn't. So I learned a big lesson. Do not pay them all of the money until they're completely finished.
Aha! There is a lesson to be learned from the process. Well, all right, here's all I'm going to say. I'm going to give you a little break on asking you about it for about a week. And then I'm going to come back and go, you got everything fixed yet? Because I'm just kind of curious at this point.
All right.
I'm just letting you know. Just to cheer everybody up from that moment to this moment, today is Milk Chocolate with Almonds Day.
Ooh.
So come on now. You know, this first appeared in a USA cookbook. Wait, get this. For the almonds connected with the chocolate in 1742. You got to be thinking, well, how did that happen? Because 1776. Well, remember, they weren't actually an independent nation yet. They were gathering. So what was more important than the Declaration of Independence at that time?
Chocolate.
And almonds. You can say whatever you want. Facts are facts, folks. Can't change some stuff. Some things don't change. I can't help you. All right, let's give big props out to our sponsor for today, Jamie Blumenthal. Here he comes, down the runway. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667. Let's get a few things straight. I know, and we're going to talk about this all day today. Actually, I know that there's a lot of things that you're hearing on the radio and on the television, and you're reading it on the internet, and or you're reading it in magazines, and or your neighbor's telling you, and or it's being passed like that game Telephone from person to person to person to person. All that is scary stuff, but you can take a proactive position on preparing the best you can. Now, here's what you can't do. You can't tell God how it's going to go. Okay? Skip it. You're not doing that. You're not telling God it's this, this is this, and this is this. Okay? You are allowed to make plans, to ask the Lord to bless those plans, to use wisdom in those plans. That's what you want to use Jamie Blumenthal and Retirement Strategies and Solutions for, to make the best possible stewardship decisions and plans you can make for your retirement. RetireTheRightWay.com. What you don't want to do is be so dependent on other people that you're just not sure where it's coming from. Or let's just be honest and say it. You really don't want to be so dependent on what you're anticipating is the government giving you money back when you don't know if they're going to have it or not. You got to handle some of this on your own. I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Get in touch with Jamie, RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website, RetireTheRightWay.com. You meet with him. You have a cup of coffee. He gives you a copy of his book. You talk about where you're at and what the next steps are, or what the best steps are for you to plan right, and retire the right way. Okay?
All right.
I think we got to get him some kind of flashy jacket and have him go down a runway, and then I can put that on the website. You know, to be like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. All right, here's the first trivia question. We've got prizes that are coming, but this will not be it because of the nature of the question. But this is a dig deep question. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, "Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act." Here is my question. How long is patiently? That's right, I asked it. How long is patiently? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. We're supposed to wait patiently for the Lord. How long is that? While you're getting that together, let me start up and talk to you about this. This is a scripture from Psalm 46. It's 46:10. It says, "He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." So there is in all of our lives a great deal of noise. There are a great many winds, of which we're going to discuss that. But did you know that there is a time for speaking? In fact, there's a time for sharing. There's a time for witnessing. There's a time for many things. There's a time for proclamation. Did you know there's also a time for silence? Jesus, when he was being accused, if you will go through the Gospels, you'll find out that there were different periods where he said nothing. Sometimes the answer is to say nothing. For those of us that fly off the handle, okay, not me, of course, just everybody else. When you fly off the handle, that's when you want to speak the least, because sometimes when you're a little upset and you say something, the wrong thing may come out, and guess what you can't do? You can't grab those words with your hand and go and put them back in your mouth. So there is a time not to say anything. And here's something that you will absolutely appreciate, because people who pray have a difficult time recognizing this. There is a time in your prayer life where you need to come before the Lord and be quiet. Jesus made a reference to those who pray and use many words, and he didn't use that reference in a positive context. He said, they think they're going to be heard because of their many words. I have a message for you. This is a highlight message. If I had a siren, it'd go woo, 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 woo. The whole thing, here it is. When you come before the Lord to pray with him and to commune with him and to talk with him, you are not informing him of anything. You're not catching God up to speed on your situation. Well, God, I just want to give you my list. I've created a list for you, God, and here's my list. I want to make sure you have my list. It's my laundry list. It's the things I want. I feel very strongly you should do these things for me because I am asking. Isn't that nice of me? Sometimes when you come into the presence of the Lord, you know what you should do? Nothing. You should be quiet. You shouldn't say a word. Zip it. In fact, a lot of times we will come before the Lord, and instead of it being a communication between the two of you, it's just you dumping and then you leaving. There's all my problems. And then you go. I guess that was a sound effect for throwing up. Here's something you should be aware of. That's not communion with the Lord. It's okay to do that, to share with the Lord, but that's not the extent of your communion with the Lord. Sometimes you got to just be quiet in the presence of the Lord and let his presence be around you. Let him speak to you. You know, it's amazing. People go, God doesn't speak. How'd you get saved? If God stopped speaking when they closed the canon in a couple hundred years AD, how did you get saved if he doesn't speak? Of course he speaks. And we're going to talk about him speaking. We're going to talk about how that is defined or not defined. But the reality check is you'll never know if he speaks, and I'll never know if he speaks if I don't shut up when I get into his presence. Isn't that mean? Isn't that terrible? Did you ever have a situation where you were asked to evaluate something and you just kind of blurt out stuff? Sometimes you got to be patient and wait and bring it down a notch. That's my biggest thing. I got to bring it down a couple hundred notches or so. When we come back, I just want to make sure you understand where Scripture is in this clarification. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Just as I am, you reach down and see.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said, it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking, it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, what? I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. But it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. And from your rooftops, David Spoon Media, don't do a tap dance. Thank you. Question that's out there for those that think they are prepared to answer it. This is not your normal trivia question, because normal is not something we understand. Here is the question. Psalm 37:7 says, "Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act." How long? How long do you wait patiently? 972-445-0770. That is the trivia question. Here is our sponsorship from our good friend, high above the house, John.
Big John.
Blessed Roofing Company is at the blessedroofingcompany.com. I did a little research over the weekend. Out of 12 reviews on Google, they have a 4.9 out of 5 stars. That's pretty good, I thought. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That's pretty good. On Yelp, they have a 4 out of 5. Ironically, one person gave a 1, and then like 20 other people gave a 4 or a 5. So somehow the 1, I guess, balances all out. And I guess in that situation, that person was just very unhappy. Of course, it was about 2 years ago, but they don't take those off. Here's the bottom line. You're going to have a roof encounter at some point. This is something we learned, and we've only been here a year and a half. A roof encounter means that it rains or the wind comes, and you're like, what happened? And you're not even sure what the impact is on your roof. What you want to do is get a free, how much? Free, what's it cost? Free inspection. Free inspection? Hello? You can either call at 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, or you can go to theblessedroofingcompany.com, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Get a free inspection. You might get a roof replacement, might get a roof repairs. What you want to get is an honest evaluation of what's taking place. Give John a call and tell him he heard it on the David Spoon Experience, and he may give you a snow cone since he owns Heavenly Snow, which is the snow cone place next to his roofing place. And then I do understand from somebody, I'm not going to say who told me, that he's going to go to the All-Star game this year. And so I was very nice and wrote back in a very Christian way, "I am jealous." See, for all those out there saying, "Well, you can't say that." That's exactly what I said. I said, "I will live through you vicariously for about 4 hours. Just so I can see how it goes. All right, I want to get right back to this element here that we're talking about, noise and quiet. So what I was longing to do, and hope I did, was set it up initially by saying to you, hey, sometimes you get in time of prayer, you need to be quiet. Instead of trying to just give God your laundry list, just come before the Lord. And as you notice, and I'm not sure how many people are aware of this, there is a lot of noise out there. In fact, when Jesus was walking on the water, when Jesus was in the boat and Peter and everybody woke him up and they were freaking out because the winds and the waves were coming, Jesus rebuked the winds and the waves and he said, "Be quiet." Why? Because wind brings a lot of noise. Do we have a wind sound? Anyway, it's a very noisy element where wind comes in. Just like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow, that's a lot of noise, a lot of loud stuff. And if you notice on your television, on your radio, on the internet, on magazines, even in books, and even in conversation and in public, there's a lot of noise. And the reason that I want you to think about the quietness is because the Lord always has something to say, but we're the ones that have to listen in order to get to that place. Deuteronomy 4:1 says, "Now Israel, hear the decrees and laws I am about to teach you. Follow them so you may live and you may go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God of your ancestors is giving to you." We need to listen to the Lord. But like I said, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of wind. Ephesians 4 references this, where in Ephesians 4:11 it says, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and be mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful schemings." Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, references false teachings, lies, things that are contrary to God in the wind and in the waves imagery, understanding that that is just simply noise that's sent to distract us. So we've got to be more mature than that. We've got to have a sense of maturity as Christians. Well, where is it that we're supposed to get that? How do we figure out, how do we get away from the winds and the noise of false teachings? There it is. It took you a while to find it, huh? There you go. Good job. See, and there seems to be several of those, isn't there? And I think a nice way we would all say it is there's a lot of hot air out there. It's kind of how we say it. Come on. I'll tell you exactly what Scripture says to do in order to break away from that. We're just using Scripture, not using anything else. Matthew 17:1-5, "After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. They were transfigured before them. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, we'll put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" Listen to him. So just so you can kind of, you'll never catch the full flavor. I won't, you won't, none of us will. But there's Peter, James, and John. They're on a mountain. Jesus becomes as bright as any white has ever been seen. In other words, it's like an energy, right? He's like so bright, it's beyond bleaching, right? Right before their eyes. The next thing you know, Moses and Elijah and Jesus are there. I mean, are you talking about, this is like crazy. Right? Sci-fi, this is science reality, and it's like, what is going on here? And all that going on, and there, and so what does Peter do? Oh, it's Mo. Oh, it's Elijah. It's all of them. Oh, la, 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 la. Voice from the cloud comes out and says, "Hey," I can't believe it didn't say, "Hey, knuckleheads," but "Hey," he said, "listen to my son." See, Moses represents the what? Law. I am the law. Elijah represents the prophets. The law and the prophets. But God said, uh-uh. You do not listen to the law and the prophets. You listen to Jesus. Oh! Oh, wait a minute. That's who we're supposed to listen to. Jesus! Wait, who would have thunk this? It's amazing, right? But the idea is for us to understand that what Jesus has to say is the absolute priority beyond Elijah representing the prophets, and he does, and Moses representing the law, and he does, which the scripture affirmed both of those statements. What Jesus has to say has priority. Period. So when we're sitting there going, oh, there's a lot of noise over there. There's a lot of noise over there. This person's going, blah, 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 blah. This person's going, blah, blah, blah. This person's quoting part of this. This person's doing this. This person has a lot of money. This person has no money. This person gave it all up. This person stole it all. It's all going all over the place. All of that stuff. And here's what God says. Listen to Jesus. It's like, that's it. So the million-dollar question, I had to put it in money somehow. The million-dollar question is, how do we hear Jesus? And the million-dollar answer is through the truth and through the Holy Spirit. The truth and the Holy Spirit. The truth and the Holy Spirit. We're going to come back, we're going to talk about truth, because you have to understand what we're talking about when we say truth. You know what I'm talking about. It's between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. It's 66 books in totality, 39 in the old, 27 in the new. But we need that truth to understand what Jesus had to say. I love people try to be Christian without Christ. It's amazing. How do you do that? You got to know what Jesus said. Oh, hello. So we need to have the truth, and we need to have the Holy Spirit, both of which work together to help us hear what Jesus has to say and get away from the ridiculous noise that's there to take the life away from us. And all those others, they couldn't be on the Mount of Transfiguration. Only Jesus, more in priority. Greater in priority. He didn't say he was a prophet. He said he was God and is God. Ooh, that's a lot different. Going to come back, talk about the truth. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both, you want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry He has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job, it's a calling. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
Dr. Robert Jeffress. On hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church. We call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes. It's called hell.
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to let you know, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook David Spoon Media. Let's see. Working on the HipCast has a little error going. They're trying to fix that.
What else is new?
Okay. The question we have floated out there, I'm not taking it back, and I'll just answer it at the very end of the show if nobody's going to come up with the answer, is very simple. Comes out of Psalm 37:7, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. How long do we wait patiently? How long do we wait patiently? Pretty straightforward. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I am just having fun. We're having fun talking about scripture and noise and so on and so forth. Before we get into that, let's give our very good friend, our very good Italiano friend, our very good, I thought she was Hawaiian, but actually she's an Italian friend, Pamela Melchiono.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a
Melchiono. You know the problem that I have with this song is every time I hear pizza pie, I think of pizza. That's why it's like so bad, right? So now every time I think of Pamela, which is every show we talk about Pamela, I'm thinking about a pizza. I'm very fortunate that in my home right now is a slice of pizza in the refrigerator.
Well, there was when you left.
That is an excellent point. Look, it's real estate. When people go, well, it's not rocket science. Well, it just so happens that I have a relative that is actually a rocket scientist, 19 years with JBL, and wrote the program to help write the program that went to Mars. He couldn't figure out real estate if you gave him $1 million. It's telling you right now. It's one thing to write a code. It's another thing to go, what? I got to do what? It's a historical what? Anyway, so the bottom line is you want to have somebody who gets it and is in the industry, not to make a couple extra dollars, but to present herself before the Lord and do the best job she can do honoring the Lord in what she's doing, and that's Pamela Melchiono. We just want to say, if you're looking to talk to somebody and you just want to bounce ideas, you want to, like, man, I want to understand, I want to know, get in touch with her. The Blessed Realty Company. Yes, that's close to the Blessed Roofing Company, but it's not. The Blessed Realty Company. The, first word, Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, Realty, R-E-A-L-T-Y, Company. I'm not doing it. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Get in touch with him. A free conference consultation just so you can know what's going on. Get a feel for it. See if that's the person you feel the Lord's making a connection with. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. Going to go now right back to our discussion because we're talking about noise, not noise, silence, priorities. Here's the deal. The deal is simple. Sometimes when you come before the Lord and pray, be quiet. Don't get in there and say, well, I got 10 minutes to give you, God. That's so nice of us, isn't it? That's like when we tell the Lord, I went to church. Wasn't that nice of me? It's like, wow. That is really insulting to the Lord. Here's the bottom line. You are blessed to be able to go into the presence of the Lord with other brothers and sisters, period. We went to church yesterday. We don't typically talk about the churches we go to. We went to a church, and the worship was phenomenal. And the teacher's subject was phenomenal. And some of the passages were phenomenal. The only problem was phenomenally a long message. Phenomenally. But the idea is that it's our privilege to come with other saints into the presence of God. We owe him everything. We're not, I mean, it's we're not doing him favors. He's doing us favors. And so it's really just a huge, huge, hugely important for us to grasp that, you know, this whole thing about getting before the Lord, getting in his presence, and understanding that the words of Jesus have priority, this is crucial for us. In a world that's gone wackadoodle every other hour, you got a U.S. soccer team that hates America. How does that work? It's nuts. It's crazy. You think, well, do you think those people should be quiet? Yes. I would pay them to be quiet. Just so I wouldn't have to hear it on television. Bottom line is this. We need to have the words of Jesus. And Jesus' words really break down to two really incredibly important principles. Truth and the Holy Spirit. Truth starting here. Jesus goes through the temptation, right? The very first temptation, Satan's like, turn this into bread. Make some Wonder Bread out of this. I'll give you some butter. Here's some Wonder Bread. Make bread. Jesus goes, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's his first big teaching. What do you think's going on there? I think he's talking to you about the truth, about his word. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. His words are truth. He is the pathway in. Heaven is God's home, and Jesus is the door. Don't you get that? I mean, that's just straightforward. And then you go into scriptures like 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. But really, it comes down to this. Jesus in 17:17, the Gospel of John said, sanctify them by thy truth. Your word is truth. The word of God is truth. And it's through the truth that we learn about the redemption of Jesus Christ. It's through Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John that you are saved. You wouldn't even be saved without those gospels because they have communicated the message that Jesus had to mankind. What's most amazing that people kind of skip by is that this happened 2,000 years ago, and we're still today 2,000 years later, looking at this, it's like fresh bread and honey. It's like life-giving. The truth, it's not just a setting free process, although it certainly is, but it's a staying free process. You know, people say, well, you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And then they use that in a courtroom. Just so insulting. So, so insulting. It's like, no, the truth is that Jesus is the way and that you can be free, not just temporarily, but permanently from that which binds you. You can be free from the fear of death. People are going to face death, and some people, they're afraid. And the response is, Jesus has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Through the truth, we know what's really going on. That this is but a sleep, and that there's more to come. That's what Jesus taught. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is truth. And we hear what Jesus has to say through the truth. You want to know what's on the mind and heart of God? If you ever read Colossians or Colossians 3 or Hebrews chapter 1, you find out Jesus embodies everything that's in the Godhead. You want to know what God has to say about something? Study Jesus. You'll know. Listen to this. It doesn't say in Hebrews 1:3, he's kind of like God the Father. It doesn't say that. It says it's the exact representation. It uses the word in the Greek, exact. You know what exact means? Exactly. That's what it means. It means that. And Jesus is that. And his words are the truth. And I understand the culture's channel. Well, see, but Dave, that was 2,000 years ago. Hey, I got a message for you. In John, the gospel, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. It's much older than 2,000 years. If you think Jesus' words are 2,000 years, you don't get it at all. They're thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. Still relevant, present, and current right now, today, and will be also tomorrow. No matter what the news says, no matter what the movies say, no matter who writes a book, no matter what the internet communicates, the truth is where it is declared and stated out as to the heart, mind of God. It is found in 66 books. And then the people, I love this. People go, oh, well, that was written by man. Okay, well, let me get this straight. So God created the universe by speaking, but the dude can't write a book. Bill O'Reilly can write a book, but God can't. Wow. That's impressive. God needs a new publicist. It's like, what are you doing? It's so dumb. Listen to how silly that sounds. Listen to that argument. That's circular reasoning. No, actually, that's very specific step-by-step reasoning. If God created the universe, he can write a book. Beat that point. People go, well, maybe he didn't create the universe. Maybe there isn't a God. Okay, enjoy hell. Because you're not going to heaven. I'm not calling you a fool when it says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. But if you believe that God created the universe, how can you believe he didn't write a book? It's insane. Come on.
Well, there's different translations.
That doesn't. There is less than 0.1% differential and no doctrinal change in the top 10. There's none. Zero. Watch it.
Zero.
Get it? Got it? Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit taking that word and making it alive, because as you notice, not everybody gets it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name. The Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLEST or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach this show, davidspoonmedia at gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com. The question I had asked, I'll give you a little opportunity to answer. Then I'm going to have to answer it because I can't leave it hanging. Psalm 37:7, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. How long do we wait patiently? We'll get to that in just a second. Let me give a shout out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Did a really great job in his interview the other week. The director of the Specific Chiropractic Centers, Dr. Brown, Dr. B, you can reach him at drbrandonbrown.com. Doctor is D-R, drbrandonbrown.com. The big deal is that if you have back pain, if you have some discomfort in your shoulders, in your arms, in any part of your body. So Noelle's had problems in her legs, and then after he works on her, she feels better. It's so weird. I don't understand how everything flows from the neck, but I really think it all flows from the head just because that's what Scripture says. That's how I go. But the neck is what holds up the head. 972-454-9362. 972-454-9362. Real easy to get to Dr. Brandon Brown. drbrandonbrown.com. drbrandonbrown.com. He also has a link on our website, davidspoon.com. And he will sit down, talk with you, and see what he can do to help you get through the pain that you're going through. Yeah, pain's a drag. It's terrible. And you can't just pretend it doesn't exist, and you can't just medicate over it because it won't go away that way, okay? So we encourage you. You know, like I've said before, if my wife's going there, how much more endorsement do you need? There's the endorsement you need. All right, let's get to the teaching. I want to finish this teaching up because I want people to understand what's going on. Sometimes when you pray, you need to do this wonderful thing, and that is nothing. We need to be quiet. And sometimes when you're functioning in the world, you'll notice there's tons of noise and tons of stuff going on. Swirling winds all over the place. Lots of false teachings. Lots of
that was good.
A lot of those false teachings, by the way, they don't come from pastors teaching. There's a lot of false teachings on television. A lot of false teachings in movies. They try and tell you this is this, and we should be this way, and society should be this way. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. How about that? I don't hear nobody talking about that. Just look at James. Just look at 1 John. You know, I mean, you overcome the world through faith in Christ. Friendship with the world will put you in a strain with God. You don't want to be a friend of the world. Oh, you've got to be a friend of the world. Not wrong. You're misunderstanding what it's saying completely. And that's important to grasp because there's a lot of noise and a lot of rubbish out there. What we do understand, especially from the Mount of Transfiguration, one of the most powerful things that has ever happened, Jesus transforming to the point where there is no separation, apparently in some capacity, there's a no separation on that mountain or in that where that spot he's in between earth and heaven. You know, earth is thought of as just geographical, and heaven is thought of geographical, and it's all like it's somewhere up there, and you got some nut jobs going, oh, we went up there in space and didn't see it. The odds that it is a higher plane dimension are much more obvious for most people. But that's got nothing to do with it. The bottom line is Jesus is the priority for all of us to listen to. And that's why the Father said, hey, you got Mo here, you got Elijah here, got it, except I want you to listen to Jesus. And Jesus spoke the truth. And I think people miss out understanding how powerful the Word of God is. Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and active. It's not a living, breathing document like the Constitution, because the Constitution will never be in the same space as the Word of God, ever, period. Anybody who says so, go the other direction. The Word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrates even the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. That is a document from God, period. So that is one of the ways that you hear, away from the noise, what God has to say. In John 16, 12 through 14, Jesus said this, I have so much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. That scares me when I hear that. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. Now, somehow, people have heard that and think, oh, that's just talking about the written word. That is not what Jesus said. I don't know what it takes to communicate that. He's very specific about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to bear witness to what I have said, am saying, and will say. He's going to teach you. He's going to show you. He's going to speak of me. That's what's going to take place. And in that process of taking place, Jesus even said, just before everybody kind of, you know, loses it all together, in John 16, 63, the Spirit gives life. This is Jesus. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Holy Spirit and life. So the Holy Spirit speaks of, I'm not talking about you having a notion. The Holy Spirit speaks of Jesus to the believers in Jesus. Okay. Stop trying to make that weird. It's not weird at all. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, 11, and 17. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says, S-A-Y-S, to the churches. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says, S-A-Y-S, to the churches. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says, S-A-Y-S, to the churches. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to the church on behalf of Christ. This is Revelation 2, 7, 11, 17. All present tense. What the Holy Spirit is in the present tense saying. The Holy Spirit speaks. I don't even know why that's weird. Why is that bizarre? Acts 13:2, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart from me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. And somebody said, well, that's not the word of God. No, it is the word of God. It's Acts 13:2. And the whole point is that the Holy Spirit bears witness to the words and the truth of Jesus Christ. This idea that, well, we don't fully understand that, so we shouldn't touch that. What, are you nuts? You lost your mind? You have to engage with God. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And every one of us is out there worshiping, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They just did this yesterday in church. We'll say, yeah, we're worshiping the Holy Spirit, but God forbid you should talk to the Holy Spirit. You're worshiping the Holy Spirit. What are you talking about? You're giving praise and thanks in the same breath. If you're a person that believes in the Trinity, you got to step it up. Don't you? Well, you know, we can understand God. Jesus is a little different there, but yet the Holy Spirit even more so. That's where you're going to leave your Christianity? That's horrible. The Holy Spirit leads and guides. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you're never led by the Spirit of God, you're not a son of God. Boom. Nobody wants to hear that. Like, I can't help it. I didn't write it. All my material is at least 2,000 years old. And we're dark on Mondays. Oh, wait, it is Monday. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you should be Spirit-led but Bible-grounded. You really want to know how that goes down? Really know how it breaks down? It breaks down like this. You should be led by the Holy Spirit. But everything cores out. Everything is used. The plumb line is all completely 100% the Word of God. But you can't ignore the Holy Spirit because you don't understand everything. You need to say to the Lord, hey, the Holy Spirit's supposed to guide me. I don't even know what that means. And yet the Holy Spirit has probably guided you 10,000 times. You just don't know how to identify. You ever read the scripture and have it bounce off the page to you and it highlights to you and you're like going, wow, look at that. I never saw that before. It's fantastic. Well, how do you think that's happening? You think Jesus came down and put a highlighter on your Bible? Or is that the Holy Spirit inside you going, looky here? That's what it is. So in order not to hear the noise of the world, we need to have the truth, the Word of God, and we need to have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, and that formula needs to work together on a consistent basis so that we are away from the noise of the world. You need to see and read what God has written and not enable. I would even say be aware that the Holy Spirit is trying to open these things up to you and I and teach us through the Word of God and through circumstance and through people. In fellowship, there's the presence of the Lord, right? Where two or more are gathered, there am I in the midst of them. What about if there's 6 or 8 or 10 or 12? Then there's even more. Get it? All right. I can go down this road for hours and hours and hours. That's the problem. But it's Monday, so I'm just feeling like kind of stretching it out a little. Okay. Here's the answer to the trivia question. I still have my 30 seconds. Psalm 37:7, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. How long do you wait patiently? Until he acts. That's how long. Well, what if I don't like the timing? Then you can create an Ishmael and have your own problems. Because that's what Abraham and Sarah did. And that didn't work out so well. See, so the point is, you wait patiently for the Lord. Until when? Until he's done. Until he acts. Well, he's not moving very fast. Oh, well. What's our favorite word on the show? Tough. Too bad. Nobody cares. Got to follow the Lord. Get it? Got it? Okay, cool. That's fun for a Monday. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.